Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
It's 11 trivia questions on J words, where all the answers to the questions start with the letter J. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and I am out of breath from wrestling both my kids. If you watch wrestling, my daughter loves to pretend she's Carmella. She makes me put on the music of Carmella, and she does an entrance, she does a dance, and then she does a couple cool moves. Her favorite thing to do is a Hurricane Rana. So I go to give her a power bomb, and she gives me a Hurricane Rana instead, and I kind of do like this spin thing in the air so she feels like she's done the move. And that's pretty much what our wrestling consists of these days. Carmella entrances and Hurricane Rana powerbomb reversals. My son Tommy just kind of sits off to the side, and every once in a while he jumps on me. So he's getting the hang of it too. And today's episode is all about J-related things. Okay. So this letter just popped in my head. I was like, oh, I haven't done a all the answers start with a certain letter type round in a while. So I wrote these 10 questions for you guys to answer on the podcast. And then I thought of 10 more questions that all have J answers. And that will be a live trivia round next week. So if you play live trivia with me in Southern California, you can expect a J round that has different answers than this round you're going to listen to today. So we'll probably do a live recording of that and put that out in a couple weeks as well. So if you like the letter J for some reason, if you're a big fan of smoking J's, maybe you should love these episodes. Okay. Lots of fun stuff going on in the Buds house and around Southern California, including this Harry Potter special event. I know I don't shut up about it, but we've sold 84 tickets. So there are just 16 tickets left to this event. If you want to play this Friday night, May 31st, that's tomorrow night. It's 2 days from now. And you can play this Friday night at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. 16 tickets remain. It's going to be an awesome time. Shout out to Brian Salyer, my friend who writes a lot of content for this show and also delivered a huge box of Harry Potter stuff that I can use as prizes and decorations for the event. So thank you, Brian, as always, my number one trivia pal. If you guys have a topic you want me to do in the near future, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 or more, like the 31 other people who are Patreon subscribers to this show. Join our trivia-loving community and get some cool rewards in the mail every single month. All right, guys, we're going to jump into this quick episode on J Answers. We got 10 questions for you. Let's see if you can figure them all out. Here we go. All right, J Answers. Here's question number one. This Simpsons character's last name is Beardley, and he believes in punishment by paddling. Number one, this Simpsons character's last name is Beardley, and he believes in punishment by paddling. Question number two, the People's Temple Agricultural Project went by what other cult-related name? Question number two, the People's Temple Agricultural Project went by what other cult-related name? Question number three, this MTV show premiered on October 1st, 2000. Holy cow, 19 years ago. Number three, this MTV show premiered October 1st, 2000. Question number four, Kathleen Turner did this character's speaking voice in a hit 1988 film. Number four, Kathleen Turner did this character's speaking voice in a hit 1988 film. Question number five, this FX series ran 2010 to 2015. Question number five, this FX series ran 2010 to 2015. Question number six, this country's flag is green, black, and gold. Question number 6. This country's flag is green, black, and gold. Question number 7. This former NFL player had the nickname The Freak and the last name of Kearse. K-E-A-R-S-E. Number 7. This former NFL player had the nickname of The Freak and the last name Kearse. Question number 8. This hybrid beast from folklore is a portmanteau of an antlered animal and a hopping animal. Question number 8. Question number 9. This was the last name of Peter Parker's boss. Number 9. This was the last name of Peter Parker's boss. And question number 10. Cornmeal flatbread or spider cornbread also has this nickname. Number 10. Cornmeal flatbread or spider cornbread also has this nickname. All right, everybody, those are the 10 questions on J-related answers. We'll be right back in a second with the Jansers. Here come the answers for the J round that you just listened to. Let's see how many of these you got right out of 10. Number 1, this Simpsons character's last name is Beardley, and he believes in punishment by paddling. Paddling the school canoe? Oh, you better believe that's a paddling. That's Jasper. The name Jasper on The Simpsons, kind of Abe Simpson's retirement home friend. Number 2, the Papal's Temple agricultural project went by other what cult-related name? Jonestown, specifically the Jonestown Massacre, where they all drank the Kool-Aid. Number 2, brutal story and crazy to read about. Number 3, this MTV show premiered October 1st, 2000. We're talking about Jackass, Johnny Knoxville and Jackass. Number 4, Kathleen Turner did this character's speaking voice in a hit 1988 film, Jessica Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Number 5, this FX series ran 2010 to 2015. My brother, Tom, loves it. It's called Justified with Timothy Oliphant. Justified. Number 6, this country's flag is green, black, and gold. Jamaica. Jamaica. They have a bobsledding team in a movie called Cool Runnings. You've heard of it. Number 7, this former NFL player had the nickname The Freak and the last name Kearse. Javon, J-E-V-O-N, Javon Kearse. Number 8, this hybrid beast from folklore is a portmanteau of an antlered animal and a hopping animal, a jackalope. I didn't know those weren't real things. I never really looked up what a jackalope was, and I was like, oh, I guess those don't exist. Interesting. Number 9, this was the last name of Peter Parker's boss, J. Jonah Jameson. He's always yelling about something. Jameson. And number 10, cornmeal flatbread or spider cornbread also has this nickname. My wife popped in when I was coming up with the 10th question. She goes, what about Johnny cake? I'm like, what the hell is Johnny cake? She's like, it's like slang for cornbread. Looked it up. It's like a flat cornbread. Kind of looks like a pancake. So nice job, Ashley Buds. And Johnny cake was the answer there. Johnny cake. So those were all the answers to the J-related questions. And like I said, we'll have some different questions next week at my live events that all start with J. So study up on some more J words if you play live trivia with me. Remember, if you play live trivia, you can always go to my website, usually Sunday night or Monday morning, and see all the rounds for the week. 2 sample questions, one that's written on the site, and one that's hidden in a question of 5 videos on a YouTube video that I put up every Monday. And you can see all the rounds. You can see that. Oh, and you can RSVP for a bonus point. So click the RSVP button on any event that is listed for the week and get a bonus point when you come to Trivia Night. Everybody on your team can do that. So if you have 6 people on your team, that's a nice way to get 6 bonus points. And also, you can get yourself bonus bingo cards if you RSVP to any bingo event. So check that out as well. All right, guys. Again, Harry Potter, 16 tickets left at the time of this recording. They may be close to sold out by the time you're listening, but give it a check if you want to come play Harry Potter trivia at Last Name Brewing this Friday night, May 31st, 7 to 9:30 p.m. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's all ages. And like I said, 84 or 86 tickets sold already. So it's going to be a fun, fun one. If you love craft beer, if you love Wizarding Worlds, you're going to dig it. Also, because this episode is all about J answers, shout out to all the J name Patreon supporters like Jess Whitener, Jen Wojnar, and Jim Fields. I think that's all of them. If I missed you, I apologize. But I think there's only 3 J Patreon subscribers. So thank you guys for your support. Thank you everybody for your support. And thanks for telling a friend about this show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.